Boston is not the only place the aftermath of the big game is still being felt. In Iraq, some U.S. soldiers are likely still holding their heads. As NPR's Anne Garrels explains, they were allowed a rare treat on Super Bowl Sunday.
A high-priority operation wrapped up last night in the mess hall of the 1st Cavalry Division. The mission? Locate, assess, disperse, and imbibe 2 bottles of beer per soldier.
It was fun.
Not the usual response to a night mission in Baghdad. Grown men and women, decked in camo and bristling with weapons, signed up for a little more than their usual fare. And everyone was frisked as they left.
I'm the beer guard.
They're searching us for beer, right?
That's right. This is the military, after all. There are regulations to be followed, and restrictions were tight to make sure they had no more than 2 military-issue beers. American soldiers have been fighting dry wars since 1991, when the U.S. military first squared off against Iraq. But strict rules banning the consumption of alcohol in theater were relaxed for 2 nights to allow troops to celebrate the Super Bowl, albeit 2 days after the game was over.
It's a big deal. It's a nice way to kick your feet back. And
little things.
Not everyone had a chance to enjoy these little things. Those with a mission within 6 hours were banned from beer. Was 24 ounces too much for other soldiers?
Not me. I don't know. It seems to be working on him, but no.
And indeed, some were not as stout.
Like having 6 or 7. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
This brigade is only a month left in country. They've seen a lot of combat, some of the toughest in Baghdad. They're frazzled. But despite this brief respite, it's not time yet to look to the future.
We don't want them to get caught up in the complacency of going home. Just kind of break the monotony, I guess you'd say. Because they still got a job to do.
One of those jobs, pouring out whatever beer, had not been consumed. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.